tuned in to Tuesday Talk with Liz on Audibly Legible Radio, presented by Simplecast.
Welcome again to Tuesday Talk with Liz.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Liz Montoya, here to talk about our weekend and a couple other things that I have to talk about. Just want to start off with Saturday morning again. We went and did our OfferUp pickups. We picked up, I was going to pick up a desk for $25. It was a rather large desk, which we really didn't have the room for it in the studio, but we were going to go pick it up anyway. And it turns out when we get there, she's having a huge yard sale. And when Desmond got out of the car to go pick up our desk, he happened to gaze his eyes upon this little winner of a desk that we actually picked up for $15. And the best part about it was brand new.
And it folded, and it was just a lot more accessible for the space that we're utilizing right now. So it worked out for the best. Uh-huh.
It's compact. Yeah. We can fold it up.
Yeah.
Put it away, slide it in a little cubby wherever we want. But it was actually, it was brand new. We had to take the plastic off of it, and I absolutely love it.
I also got a street sign from Sublime Avenue. I don't know if you guys know where Sublime Avenue is. It's out here in Las Vegas. But this lady had one of the street signs there, and I was like, oh, that's mine. So, yeah, Sublime Avenue, 7200 block.
So you never know. We always talk about OfferUp. We got the best deal this weekend, and it was super exciting because she had a huge yard sale. It was a good thing I didn't get out of the car because we probably would have left with a lot more things. It was a beautiful bar stool I wanted there as well. But, you know, we just go pick up and get what we want and need it at the time. So.
Right, right. And so we spent a little time because, we had a little bit of a hiccup this weekend, so to speak, on our Saturday morning. So, was it yesterday that we went to the Guitar Center?
Yes.
Okay, so Sunday, we went to Guitar Center, right? And we're going to start producing stuff, music, together, my wife and I. And we're just trying to figure out what kind of music and what we're going to actually do. It's probably going to be an amalgamation, right? Like a mashup of a lot of different genres of music. But what we're trying to do right now is figure out exactly what instruments we're going to do. Are going to be used, I should say, for the composition that we're going to be doing. So
we were like two little kids in a candy store.
It was really cool. I love it there. You guys know, well, for those of you who do know, I used to work at Sam Ash. And big ups, Joaquin Daniels, the homie. Big ups, Splice One. For other folks that have worked at Guitar Center, Sam Ash, it's fun. You know, I have more fun playing with the equipment than I actually do selling it. I'm not a good salesman. But I'll tell you, you know, getting to be over there with my wife and showing her all the, some of the synthesizers and the DJ mixers, and
we played everything, pianos, they had maracas, tambourines, harmonicas, you name it. Yeah. Everything is in there, and I don't think we left there with anything untouched.
Yeah, they have everything. They have rain sticks even.
Oh yeah,
you know, that was they have the rain sticks. So yeah, it's really dope. And so we spent some time over there. What else did we do? What did we
have for dinner? We ended up, of course, with dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't. We wanted burgers, but I think we ended up with
Arby's.
Arby's.
That's right.
Husband loves Arby's.
Well, you know, it's not that so much that I love it. We don't enjoy it all the time, but it's something that
And if you know California, they took them all out, so a lot of the Arby's disappeared in Cali, so to come here and have them like on every street corner, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Don't eat it, like you said, all the time, once every 2 or 3 months. But I had their chicken wrap. I do have to say it was.
Yeah, that's always delicious. Been my go-to. Yeah. Between that, the with the beef and cheddar, is it just the all beef, and then the barbecues? They're pretty good. So that was for a fast food night. I mean, if you're gonna do fast food, you know, try to do something that's a little bit less invasive.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning with a little bit of a migraine headache. Wasn't feeling very good, so I stayed home from work.
Yeah.
Wasn't feeling well. I took some medicine. I actually woke up when Des said, "Babe, it's 11:30." So I was shocked that I even slept that late. But, you know, when you don't feel good, I logged into work and then just couldn't concentrate. I just logged back out and called out sick for the day. So here I am now doing my Tuesday talk, feeling better, not so headachey. And took my husband to a special spot of mine here, Crown and Anchor.
It was really good, you guys. So it's a traditional, like, British pub. And if you guys haven't been into any kind of, you know, place like that, the type of foods is, you know, a little bit different. They have the
Scottish egg.
Yeah, I had a Scottish egg for the first time today. That was actually really good. So it's a hard-boiled egg, and then they wrap it in sausage, and then they bake it. And it sounded like strange, but when it gets there and you, oh man, I'm just, yeah.
They serve it with a little mustard sauce. It's like a hollandaise sauce with mustard, mayo, and it tastes like it has a little horseradish, and it's got a little bite to it. But when it's mixed with your egg and that sausage, it absolutely goes together. It just meshes. So I tell Des, I'm not a very good mustard eater. And it's weird. The only time I eat mustard is on a hard-boiled egg. So the best of both worlds when I have the Scottish egg.
There but you go.
On Monday nights, they have all-you-could-eat fish and chips.
Which was amazing. They bring you out for the first one. It's like this huge, just large chunk of like Alaskan cod. And, excuse me, it's amazing. It's just, you know, if you can muscle your way through that one, you know, they'll bring you more. And they're a little smaller on the, you know, the next ones. But, man, it's something, you know. That's the idea, is that they get you full and hopefully you don't need more, you know, but
they serve it with steak fries and a bowl of peas. So they hope that you get full on the fries, but I already told Desi, don't eat the fries. You're going to get full on the fries and then you won't finish your fish and then you won't be able to order a second piece. So yeah, that's what we did. We kind of stayed away from the fries, ate our peas. They are so amazing there. And I had a piece and a half of fish. Desi had
two
plus my other half.
Plus a little piece of her half
that I couldn't finish. So yeah, it was super delicious.
Really, really good. So so that brings us to today, obviously, right? So it's Monday. You guys know that we try to record on the same day or day before of all of our programs, and that's generally the practice. So what we're going to be doing is pretty soon I'm going to be preparing for next season. So I think the next season is going to start in December. Season 3, our winter season. And we're going to be introducing some new programs. And so I'm not going to get into dropping what those are exactly yet. But for the next few weeks, we're going to really be focused on recording those. And I'm going to just use whatever music that I already have. I have quite a bit of submissions still to share with you guys about the stuff. And then, of course, I'm going to be sharing with you on the Wednesday Audibly Legible Radio Show more about my story in the journey of music and hip-hop particularly. So stay tuned. I'm excited to share that.
Good. Stay tuned. It's an awesome story. I love hearing it. And I tune in myself. And lucky for me, I get to sit here and listen to it live. So,
well, the cool thing is that, you know, we've both met each other kind of later in our lives, right? And we've experienced quite a bit together, right? And when we first got together, or like first started talking, rather, before COVID hit, she was actually supposed to come and see us at a show, The Weapon of the Masses, perform over at Katie Jake's in West Covina, or in Covina. And we were going to open up for an artist named Afro. All Flows Reach Out. Really dope young kid. Shouts out to Rob the Rugged Man for finding him. He's amazing. So that was pretty much it. She you know, COVID hit and she never got to see us perform. And it's been all this time now, and they're finally lifting the ban here, so now we can have 250 or more people together and stuff. So we're just trying to figure out a way to bring that element back, that live show element, and in a way that doesn't compromise the listener and the fan's experience, you know, because you know, this whole social distancing and all this stuff, like I know there's people out there that are going to disagree with me and have very strong opinions and stuff, but with all due respect, you are more than welcome to voice your opinions on Audibly Legible Radio. reach out to us. Reach out to us on Twitter. Reach out to us on, you know. but, I know I'm just echoing what a lot of people are feeling and thinking, and especially those who are in the know, who are
out there doing their homework,
right,
and looking things up and knowing what's really going on. We do all the time. We go out, we look at people, we talk to people.
We do the work. We you look at your sources. You try to follow the line of reasoning, and that's where I think most people are just content in believing everything that they're told or what they hear, because it's just so easy and it's just pure laziness. So I'm calling you all out. Stop being lazy. I'm serious though. I mean, like I we all have to do it, right? You get, like what do you get with the thought of not trying to contribute anything to your fellow man? Even me, with what I've contributed to adding to Social Security, and you know, the years that I've worked, you know, in different fields, what I'm doing right now is really fulfilling a civil and communal need on a lot of different ways. And look at how many people were able to reach out and touch in so many different countries and let people know, you know, what's going on, you know, what the atmosphere is, because it sucks here, you know. In a lot of ways, it's getting good. Like, I'm really, really happy to see people on the strip all the time, right? And we just came back from dinner, and there was lots of people out. It's just this idea that we're living now in a reality series that we kind of know is scripted, right? Like, you know that reality series are scripted and, you know, they're not really reality. And yet, we're just all okay with it. Is there something wrong with you people? Like, come on, you guys, wake up.
And we hear from a lot of people, because we have 27 states just in the United States that contacts us to tell us how they feel about things. But we also have, how many countries in total?
32 countries.
32 countries. And if you listen to the shout out thank yous earlier today, Monday, that Des put out on Audibly Legible Radio, he thanked every single one of the countries. And there are a lot of them. And it's different in every country. And I'm not talking just the U.S., but there's a lot of states just in the U.S. that have lifted a lot of the bans that they've had in place.
And some of them didn't even have any. Look at, what was it, North Dakota or South Dakota, that didn't have any, and no fatalities, no problem, no nothing. And so, but they say, oh, well, they weren't near ports or all this crap. It's just nonsense, you guys. do your study, learn a little something about epidemiology, learn a little something about physiology, learn a little something about virology. Then you can speak intelligently on things. But don't just believe things. That's just ignorance, and that's just, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's just fucking stupid. You know, and I'm sorry if my vulgarities make you feel some kind of way, but it is. And you know, my wife's looking at me with her eyes right now, like, oh my God, why are you saying? But let's be fair. I'm voicing something that I know a lot of you guys in some way, the frustration that lies deep beneath the surface or just right there underneath, you know.
And he's voicing it for a lot of people. Only, like I said, we go out quite a bit. We're in the public all the time. We have our date nights, but there's other nights that we go out too. We'll just grab a sandwich and head over to the park, and there's people everywhere with no masks on, just dying to talk to somebody, and how people are just fed up. People are just done. They're over it.
The gentleman that greeted us and took us to our table tonight at the pub, literally, I mean, had a lot to say, read a lot of the similar books that I did, had a lot of commentary, and actually described how he started off with his family as an extremely left, democratic, you know, family, and then learned to kind of adjust their opinions on things. Not so much opinions, but
the way that they thought.
The way that they saw things. The way that they viewed things.
Yep. He said he instead of just viewing it from somebody else and what they thought all those years, he actually took the time and dove into all the ballots.
The particulars. Right?
Everything that's on the ballots. All the things that are voted on. What we're voting for. And he actually read them. And then went to his dad and said, Dad, why are we Republicans? Or why are we voting this way when this is not what we believe?
And if you understand, if you had any kind of history like lesson when you were going through your, you know, indoctrination that I call school, you know, they taught you that the beginning of this country was a strong republic, and then we ended up in a democracy. How the hell does that happen? So the idea is that the republic that we started off, for which it stands, one nation under God and all of that stuff, it kind of got convoluted with every Supreme Court ruling of someone saying, you know what, maybe the women and maybe homosexuals and maybe all of this and stuff. And what happened is it completely diluted everything, right? Everybody thinking, oh, you know, I need rights and I need to be heard and I need to, like, okay, that's fine. But now look where that thinking has us, right? And so it's like
the lack of thinking, because right now it just seems like nobody's thinking and we're just
subscribing.
We're subscribing. We're just good little soldiers just following along, doing what we're told. And, you know, we're supposed to be a free country, freedom of speech, freedom of all of our liberties and everything else is what these last few months, they've all been sacrificed. And we've been told what to do, what to even wear. So, we're all in masks now. I have to say that being here in Vegas, I'm really excited that we walk into restaurants and stores and they prefer us not to wear them. And I won't mention those places because we don't want to get them in trouble.
But it's not so much that. It's just there's not this overwhelming sense to like, hey, 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 you don't have it over your nose. Hello. And what was he saying about the WHO or something like that? That's now coming out. World Health Organization now coming out and saying, hey, you know what? This whole thing of quarantining people is actually more detrimental than it is beneficial, and we need to like wean and draw this back. So now I'm kind of looking at you guys like you're all a bunch of morons, right? And I'm sorry, I'm not gonna sit here and try to be like, oh, you know, and to you that hear us and not necessarily agree, but can see some truth in what I'm saying or what we're saying, then kudos to you. But to those that are hearing and taking my words and already developing some kind of feelings and you're getting defensive, you really need to do some research. And the first thing, I can already hear people, no, I don't have to do anything. I have a lot of institutions and everything who have already thought for me, and there's a lot of websites that I can go to, and sure. If that's the way that you want to conduct your life, if that's the quality of life, if you want to look back holding hands with some long-term care nurse and some long-term care facility, right? Thinking about all the things you did and didn't do in your life, if that's what you want to live, hey, by all means, that's your right. But that's not going to be, don't because you feel some kind of way about it, expect everybody else to do it. Because that's just stupid and moronic.
And I speak from my own experience, because I do have asthma, and I have allergies really bad. So with this mask on my face, like, I had it on for the brief moment that I had just to walk into this restaurant, and I had it on, and the entire time with these little fibers and everything else that I breathe in, like, I find my asthma more erratic. Like, I'm using my inhaler more today than I ever had in my entire time of having asthma.
She uses her albuterol, like, breathing treatment, which she has here at the house.
And I just had, which we thought was COVID, and it wasn't. I had bronchitis. And it was from, you know, breathing in these fibers, my allergies, my asthma, all inflamed at once. And it's because I'm not breathing right.
Her immune system isn't able to do what it's naturally supposed to do with converting oxygen to carbon dioxide, because the carbon dioxide is being breathed in again. You see what I'm saying? You guys got to really do some research. Really, really understand that we breathe in oxygen, right? But we breathe out a toxic poison, which is called carbon dioxide. Now, is it as toxic as carbon monoxide? No, right? That's what the cows shit and their farts are, right? But it's still not good for us. It's still a dioxide. It's still a gas.
Yeah, it's not the one that comes out of your stove or your car or anything like that.
But nevertheless, we are...
Enough exposure to it.
Carbon-based human being life forms that require oxygen. Nothing else. Oxygen. So when you deprive your body of that, you're doing so many other things that you don't realize, and then you go to a hospital and you have to trust that these people are telling you the truth when they're getting paid on every procedure, every pill, every little thing. They don't have your best interest in mind, because they smile in your face and make you... Dude, they're getting paid for that. You guys got to remember, that is their job. If you were getting paid an extreme, exorbitant amount of money, okay, for doctors, and, you know, some RNs, and I mean, I do, trust me, I know, these guys are making decent money. They're not struggling, okay? And look, we, as a nurse, you're putting yourself on the front line regardless of if there's an outbreak or anything. That's what our job is. That's our mandate. That's what we swear an oath to do. Not to be a martyr and say, oh, you know, I have to do this, you know. No. You either do it or don't do it. See it through. That's it.
And just be honest about it. You know, we were talking about tonight, the gentleman that we were talking to at our restaurant.
Michael.
Like how nobody's dying of heart disease, cancer, diabetes,
COPD,
strokes, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, everything is signed COVID. And it's weird that people are getting in car accidents and other things, and they still, oh, they must have contracted COVID, because that's what they died from. When you hear that all the time,
it becomes part of a narrative that you don't, it's hard to discern what's real and what's wrong.
Yeah, what do you believe now? Like,
boom. What's correct, what's not? What are the real numbers and what aren't? What's inflated and what isn't? And like I said, it's someone that has signed death certificates of people who I've held hands with that expired into the void. I'm going to tell you, it's left up into interpretation. So, you know.
And from experience myself, because both my parents were on hospice And those of you that know me from before and you knew Hector, he was also on hospice. They weren't being treated by any doctor. No facilities were coming. Hospice people were there to bathe them, shave them, you know, change diapers or anything. All those things. They weren't there to medicate them, to diagnose them. They were put on hospice by another doctor for whatever reason. And when they pass, they just come in and say, well, what did they have? What did your dad have? Well, my dad had cancer. Okay, well, on his death certificate, it says he died of cancer. Same thing with my mom, you know. What happened to your mom? She had a stroke. Well, she died from complications of a stroke that led to dementia, that led to her death. So when Hector passed away, nobody here in Vegas even knew Hector. I just went and had to get hospice because the only way to get hospice is through a prescription written by a doctor. So I went to the doctor, got the prescription, and got hospice when he needed it. And when he passed away, well, what did he have? Well, he was diagnosed years ago with prostate cancer. So on his death certificate was written prostate cancer. So it wasn't like any of the three had somebody there that actually...
What she's trying to say is there's nothing conclusive.
Yep.
There was no autopsy done, okay, to conclude that the person died of whatever they died from, right? So try to keep that in mind. Every individual that's hearing this, try to keep that in mind. Remember, the country that we live in the United States. Now, to anybody who's hearing this, this may sound strange, but they advertise drugs to us here. Okay, they advertise the drugs that the doctors prescribe to us. They are on commercials. Now, they do that for a reason. I'll explain why, because that's actually against the law in certain places, and it used to be against the law here. But what happened was they were tired of getting sued for the lawsuits and having the doctors be responsible for having prescribed these medicines. So a way to go around that is, well, if I come to my doctor and say, hey, what about this? I saw this. Then it releases all liability on the doctor. So come on, you guys, put two and two together here. Okay. They're creating the sickness and then they create cures.
So-called cures,
yes. Right? That are really just, you know, who the hell knows? Because when you look at the drugs that they give us, right? Metformin now. Oh, now metformin is a new, cancer causing thing, you know? I mean, I know myself, I used to pop acid reducers.
Zantac and...
all that stuff like it was candy. And it screwed me up. Now it's on the market being, you know, one of those...
that cause cancer.
So... you guys, really, I know we spent quite a bit of this episode, but that's what this is about. We want people to become more engaged in the life that they're living. Look, you are converting oxygen to carbon dioxide right now, just as I am. See? Right? Doesn't that mean something? The fact that you're alive right now means something. You are contributing something to the world. Now, what it is, that's up to you. Whether it's just that carbon dioxide, or you're going to be the next Van Gogh, you're going to be the next new architect that's going to change the world, or whatever. But
new Martin Luther King. I have to say this because it's something that resonates with me every single day. Des always asks me, what is your legacy going to be when you leave this earth?
Yeah.
What are you going to leave behind that people are going to be proud of? Like, and I think about it all the time. I think about, like, what is my legacy going to be? Good mother, good grandmother, sister, aunt. What is it that I want to leave behind? And that's just something that I want to leave this talk for Tuesday, talk with Liz, is what is your legacy going to be when you leave this earth?
So start thinking about that, you guys. Every one of you, you know? Whether you hear this and you're like, man, fuck you guys. Don't be, you know. Or you hear this and it speaks to you. Just think about, what's your contribution? What are you doing? What is your legacy? How are you going to be remembered? So thank you again for tuning in. Tuesday Talk with Liz. We love you. Till next time.
Remember, live, laugh, and love. Love you guys.
Bye.